God always has a plan in the larger sense of things. We call that the economy of grace. God has a plan for the salvation of his people. And that plan is carried out in the mission of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And in that economy of grace, God has a plan for each and every one of us individually. And it's revealed to us in our vocation, in our state in life, in our daily duty, and in the personal inspirations that God gives us that we are challenged throughout life to discern, to make prudent decisions about whether or not something is the will of God for us. There is the teaching of the church and the moral code, which is unchangeable. And then there is, for us, our individual lives and the prudential judgments that we need to make. St. Alphonsus Liguori, whose feast day we celebrate today, is a great moral doctor of the Catholic Church and upheld and defended the Church's teaching on the faith, and especially on morals. At the same time, he also helped to form the consciences of his penitents and those who came to him for spiritual advice. And he was eminently reasonable, never taking the strictest path simply because it was strictest, or explaining away the faith or the moral principles of the church and guiding people, you know, astray by lax morals. St. Alphonsus stuck to the teaching of Jesus Christ and simply conveyed to people the fact that God is reasonable and we need to do the best that we can, give God the best that we have, and in cases of moral doubt, to act in a reasonable way. God has a plan, and in today's gospel, Jesus acted with a plan. We're told by the evangelist that our Lord made the disciples get into the boat. It was our Lord who put them in the boat and sent them off without him. And it was his idea for them to depart from the place where they were without him in the boat on a stormy sea. And while they were out being tossed on the sea, our Lord went off by himself to pray, and he left them tossed on the sea in that way, deliberately, because he had a plan. And then in his plan, he departed from the mountain and went upon the sea walking, and there he encountered his apostles, and there was this event of Peter walking, attempting to walk on the water to discern that it was our Lord that was present there. And at the end of the whole event, when Jesus and Peter got into the boat, the storm died down immediately. It was like our Lord's plan had been brought to conclusion, and the lesson, if you will, was completed. And our Lord challenged his apostles. He put them in that boat and sent them off onto the stormy sea because they needed to be prepared and taught and formed in the ways of the Spirit. And our Lord allowed that. He designed it. And then he lifted them out of their difficulty by performing the miracle of his walking on the water. And so, in the plan of God, all of us are called by the Lord to discern His holy will and to realize that where we can't clearly make it out what it is that God wants from us or why we're carrying the crosses that we carry, that we need to trust Him. We need to know that He is the master of all things, that He has a plan, and He brings that plan to fulfillment if we are willing to have heroic faith. And that's what our Lord was calling out from Peter, was heroic faith. He said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And so we pray today in this holy sacrifice that we might have the faith that our Lord asks of us, that we might discern His plan, that we might know that His providence takes care of us, and that His grace is sufficient for us if we are willing, like St. Alphonsus, to seek the will of God, to embrace in our lives the teaching of the Church, and to be reasonable in our behavior, to seek always to do the best that we can to serve the Lord. Then God will work miracles in our life, and when we need Him to calm the seas, He will do so. We have that guarantee from Him, and He swears an oath to us in this holy sacrifice as He makes Himself present for us as our food and as the cause of our everlasting happiness.